Oh, good morning, dear friend. How was your sleep? Oh, I love that panic in those eyes. Those doll-like eyes. Is this another one of my pranks? No, this is not a prank. I'm not untying you either. How did you get here? Well, remember that party last night? I may have spiked your drink. Sorry about that, but I just gotta have not spiked your drink to get you down to my basement. Knowing you, you like throwing quite a fight, so I had to kind of drug you to bring you down to my basement and tie you up and chain you up, you know, to the chair. You don't understand? Here, I'll tell you something so you understand. So, I have this cute little secret. See these horns and tail? They're not my Halloween costume. They're real. Don't play jokes on you? Fine, I'll prove it to you. If you desire so much. How do you like that collar, my pet? You look so shocked. Come now. It's Halloween. It's the spookiest month of the year, and you're worried about having a collar around your neck and me calling you pet? I drugged and kidnapped you? Well, it's not too bad, is it? Better than those killer clowns or whatever the hell you find out these days. Besides, the reason why I did this is because I love you. I fell in love with a human like you, and I thought, because I'm a demon and all, I might as well just take you before any other puny human did. Doesn't that make sense? No? Well, I guess that's just how us demons think then. Let you go? Huh, no, I don't think I will. Besides, we haven't gone to the good part yet. What do I mean? Oh, you know, the part where I force you on your knees like my obedient pet and make you do whatever I want? You don't want that? Well, that's too bad. You're the one who decided to go and dance and flirt with everyone at the party last night. That's also a reason why I decided I knew I had to go and get you alone with me for a long, long time, so no one can try to keep you for themselves. Because you, your body, and your soul is mine, forever and ever until death does us apart. You look terrified. Good. You better be. The more you have fear in your system, the more your soul will taste so good, like an addictive wine. I just couldn't really help myself ever since we met, because I knew I had to keep you. Even if it meant drugging you and kidnapping you to make sure you stay mine, because you belong to me only, no one else. You're mine, and you can't do anything about it, human. But enough of my blabbering of how much I love you. I mainly want to talk to you about a deal. Yes, a deal. Here's what I propose. You become my obedient pet, my cute and adorable partner, until the time I come and eat your delicious soul when you reach your timely death. And I'll grant you anything you desire, except, of course, freedom for me, or anything to do with escaping me, because you'll never escape a demon. You sure can run, but you're never gonna hide from me when they catch your scent and contract. Yeah, anything. Your desires could be money, fame, a loving partner like myself. You can name it. You know, besides that I said that you can't ask for, like, freedom. Come on, Ben. I know you want it. Why don't you make this easier and just take a poor sinner's hand and sign this deal? This contract we make. When you make this contract, I can also do anything for you. I'll take care of you until death. I can promise you that, my love. Because I love you so much. I'll almost do anything for you. Like, remember that annoying person that kept harassing you at the party last night? You know, the guy, glasses, dyed purple hair, looked kinda shit. Let's just say they're no longer in this mortal realm. And are enjoying a hell of a time with my hellhounds. So what do you say? Would you shake my hand, accept this deal, and gain any desires and wants? Or would you rather suffer hell's time worth of pain? Because I don't think you want to know what I'm capable of if you reject or misbehave. Come on, my love. I know you want it. So why don't you tell me? Once we're done making this deal, I'll be sure to be a bit gentle when I rearrange your insides.